Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
He gave us so many great songs. Not a great singer, but boy, oh boy, a great composer for sure, Burt Bacharach. Let's see, always something there to remind me. Walk on by, I say a little prayer. I can go on and on, literally, and I would be talking here for 20 minutes just listing all of those songs that we all know. And they're coming to Chicago, Going Bacharach at the Apollo Theater, 2450 North Lincoln Avenue, April 21st through May 17th. Adrian Galante, arranger and musical director. I think that this show is, in a sense, overdue because he has brought us, Burt Bacharach, with Hal David's lyrics, brought us so much.
I'm here. Yes, I absolutely agree. And I love that you used Burt singing Alfie himself. That is my favorite version of Alfie. It's a very special thing to hear a composer sing their own song. And you're right, Burt was not a singer. But I think that interpretation is so heartfelt and so wonderful. And he just he captured the real feeling of that.
I think the word heartfelt, I mean, I was going to say the same exact thing, honest to goodness. Yep. And I never had the opportunity to interview Mr. Bacharach. I came close. And just before, a couple of days before, I was told he was not feeling well and we weren't able to do the interview. But I have read that of all of the songs, his giant songbook, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of songs, Alfie was in fact his favorite. Have you heard that as well?
Well, I've got an inside source because, you know, John Pagano, who is in the show with us here in Chicago, he sang with Burt Bacharach in his live show for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there were two songs that Burt thought were his finest. One was my own personal favorite, which was Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Mm.
And the other one was Alfie. So, yes.
Another thing about the Burt Bacharach song. So people know those songs. People, a lot of people, have re-recorded those songs, most of which were written with one person in their ear, Dionne Warwick. And Hal David would talk about that. Dionne would talk about that. In fact, she is going to be on the show, this very show, on Mother's Day. But what is also true is because of the way those songs were written, to sing them as they were written musically is not an easy thing to do, and I believe that's an understatement.
Well, all of these songs are difficult in just about every way you could imagine for a singer. I mean, the range is tremendous on just about all of them. I mean, Diana Krall, who has done some wonderful Burt Bacharach songs, I remember hearing her in an interview saying, I would do more of them, but they're too hard. I don't have the range to...
Yeah.
Sing these things. I know she did Walk On By and The Look of Love, which are two of the least rangy songs, but just about every other song of the thousand that he wrote are almost impossible for most singers because the range is so high. And then, of course, there's the rhythmic aspect. I mean, Burt Bacharach changed time signature just about every third bar. So they're incredibly difficult to sing rhythmically. So they really stretch the singers. I mean, you have to be a very, very good singer if you're going to sing a Burt Bacharach tune.
There's Always Something There to Remind Me is one of those songs that sung the way it was written. In fact, it was for a Broadway show. I'm trying to think of the actor's name. It's on the tip of my tongue. And he actually, Burt had Dionne fly into New York to show that singer how to do the song because he just could not.
Oh, that's funny. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. So I am so excited about the show. The other reason, which you may not know about, why a Chicagoan might be excited is because, sadly, the Apollo Theater, I think since the pandemic, has been dark. So this brings back the Apollo Theater on North Lincoln Avenue, 2450 North Lincoln Avenue, April 21st through May 17th. Do you know about how many songs are going to be in the show? Because you no way you could squeeze them all in unless you're having all of the audience stay overnight.
Well, I mean, that was a consideration. But I know that let's see, Burt wrote 1,000 songs. and he had over 100 charted hits. But we just dealt with the 100 charted hits. I mean, you think about that. It's incredible that he had, for every 10 songs the man wrote, he had a hit. I mean, unbelievable stuff. So Will Freewald, and Jack Lewin, the creators of the show, sat down, and we went through all 100 of those charted hits. And I think we ended up in the show with about 34 of them. We've managed to squeeze about 34, some in their entirety and some in medleys, but we pretty much got all of the biggies in, I dare say.
Well, I look forward to that. Again, that is Going Bacharach at the Apollo Theater, 2450 North Lincoln Avenue, April 21st through May 17th. Adrian, it is so nice to talk to you, and have a great time here in Chicago.
I will do.
All right. Thank you so much.